Hi everybody, welcome to another Chats with Chaudhry. I hope you're safe and well. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Mark Vorderman, who is Director for Europe for Novatech International. And today we are going to be talking about the role of vertical applications in pharma manufacturing. And this is actually a subject that Mark covered recently in a white paper he produced called Doing Digital or Being Digital? That's the question. So, Mark, my friend, it's lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Richard. We're living in some business-wise some interesting times. So I hope next time we meet, we don't have to wear these things and we can shake each other hands. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because the last time you and I saw each other, I think, was in Frankfurt for Pharma Labs.
No. It's CPHI.
CPHI, oh yeah, what's CPHI? It was after that, yeah, actually. So I've seen you so many times before lockdown. I couldn't remember which one it was. In fact, I saw you nearly every month at one show or another before lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, it's business-wise strange times. I haven't been, sitting behind the same walls for so long.
Exactly. So yeah, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Eindhoven, the Netherlands.
Excellent. Well, I hope the sun's shining because it's certainly shining here in Surrey today. So I hope the sun's shining where you are.
We're waiting for thunder.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hopefully this conversation will brighten your day up regardless. So let's, before we start talking about vertical applications in pharma manufacturing, what that all means, perhaps you can give people a very quick overview of Novatech International and also about your own background.
Yeah, okay. No. Novatech, very quick, is headquartered in Montreal, established around 1995. And Novatech focuses on reducing the risk of non-compliance for the pharmaceutical manufacturing companies. The forte or the uniqueness is business-ready quality process management applications that are solutions for controlled environments to ensure global regulatory compliance. Yeah, just a tech abbreviation, GEM5 Category 4 type of applications.
Right.
Our main areas of expertise is contamination control, quality execution limbs, and quality systems management. So that's really in a nutshell. It's like hazelnut.
Yeah, well, I think it's more like a Brazil nut, actually, that took so long to say that sentence. But yes.
Now I have to start about my background. So, my background is business information technology, and I started doing that when my hair was almost, like your color. Yeah, no gray hairs yet. I started, when ERP didn't exist yet. I lived through the whole, the whole evolution of systems from custom code, MRP, MRP2, ERP, and what I did recently also focus on digital technology platforms, that type of technology. Process manufacturers in EMEA, that they have always been my customers and the companies I've been working for. So, yeah, in other words, the title vertical applications, horizontal applications, why they're good and doing digital or being digital, bringing that all together, with a couple of years of experience that I have.
Cool, excellent. Well, let's talk about that then. So obviously you've done this white paper,
right,
called Doing Digital, Being Digital, that's the question. So my first question to you really is, what are we talking about when we talk about vertical applications in pharma? And can you tell viewers, what do you mean by vertical application and horizontal applications? And what are the differences between the two?
Absolutely. So it's definitely not specific for pharma. Yeah, it's Novatech. We work in the pharmaceutical industry. So when people start reading the white paper at the end, I'll narrow it down for the pharmaceutical industry, but it's not exclusively for the pharmaceutical industry. If you look at horizontal applications, and it's like, the definition is more, it's more for corporations, yeah, especially at the time when the ERP systems came out,
it was. Let's ask you, what is an ERP system? Sorry, you
used enterprise. Yeah, I'll get to that. I'll get to that. Enterprise resource planning. But let's say the horizontal application of the larger systems like ERP, in the early days, it was just for the larger corporations and they would focus on multi-operational processes. I get into the detail of that as well. vertical ones, of course, you know, when this is horizontal and this is vertical, yeah, are more domain specific, very domain specific, yeah, with the and the primary focus is, let's say, single operational processes. I was just eating a nut before, you know, excuse me. So going back to your question, what is ERP? If you look at the ERP systems, you know, they are really built for, they are mastering logistics processes. Yeah, although also there you have verticals, we're not going to talk about it, you know, warehouse management, manufacturing as in routing and bill of material for production control, order management, and financials. In my time, when we brought out the first ERP systems, available to promise was one of the magic words where we did all of the ROI calculations on it. I'll leave that aside, you know, not having the time to go in there. And as you know, when we start talking, I even don't notice that 50 minutes are gone by so fast. But ERP are not the only horizontal systems. You also have LIMS, laboratory information management systems. Yeah, these are old systems as well. Not that they're all old, but they, you know, have a long history, going back in when the first ones came out. And they are originally, let's say, modeled around chemical lab processes. Yeah, with the main focus is storage of sample data. Yeah, where you have the samples and you have all of the sample data, and at the end they bring out what they call a certificate of analysis. What we shouldn't get into, and I definitely also don't know anything, there's no competition between horizontal and vertical. Yeah, so they work together. Yeah, whereby the verticals, you know, solve solutions in my view, in a better way than horizontals can do. We get to do that. Yeah. So I'm talking about the verticals. We talk about the vertical expedition, also about optimization, increased efficiency. And in our specific domain, quality management, pharmaceutical manufacturing companies, it's all about risk mitigation and regulatory compliance, right. So to say. So applications, you know, that ERP applications have never been, and also LIMS, we have never been brought to market to deal with highly regulated processes,
right,
such as quality regulations. Yeah. That's very much a focus, and that's the vertical aspect that I'm talking about, especially for the pharmaceutical manufacturing industry. Yeah. Since the introduction of ERP systems, these or LIMS systems, you know, as horizontal business applications, and nobody thought, by the way, about, you know, making a differentiation between horizontal and between vertical. You know, I've been talking about for about 10 years, but that's probably my problem. You know? But it's to make that change, and these systems became more or less the backbone of these enterprises. But with that. And in that time, absolutely fantastic, you know, state of the art. Everyone was doing it. Everyone had to do it. And a lot of positives there. I've seen it as well. But over time, these backbone systems more or less lock businesses into proprietary technology. Yeah. And especially into a siloed data structure that came with it. Yeah. Where now, if you take a step forward, and especially let's say for the last 10 years, but you probably could say for the last 20 or 30 years, you know, the world around us is changing faster than ever.
Sure.
Yeah, but also regulations change as well. Yeah, just recently, Annex One, you know, they just updated the Annex One, you know, one of the main regulations here active in Europe with 40 plus pages. I think it went from 15 to 50 to 50 plus. Yeah. Now imagine that you have everything organized by this huge horizontal system. Yeah, the time and cost to update the horizontal application to comply to these new regulations. I mean, that's a hell of a job. Yeah, where these vertical business applications almost done through answering your questions, because there's a lot behind it, but these vertical applications are written for a specific industry domain segment. Yeah, those who have developed it, these systems like Novatech, but there are also other ones on the market here. We are definitely not exclusive there. They have studied the requirements of the end users in every detail. Yeah. And these applications, these vertical applications, are therefore in line with the exact needs of the end users. Yeah. The data structure, that has all the data elements and the business logic built in. Yeah. And I'm not going into the specifics there, but one of the big advantages there for customers is that even They might even overlap with your horizontal system. Yeah, there are no large customizations or other costly implementation processes that need to be undertaken. Furthermore, the built-in processes are easy to understand, quickly to implement because they're made for the end users. Yeah, it's cumulative experience that we brought back in, the experience from the end users to constantly update them, making them very effective, time-saving, and cost-efficient.
So when you talk about sort of vertical applications, then my thought comes to mind that obviously you have various stakeholders then in that vertical process that you need to speak to make them understand how the process works.
Please repeat the question. There was just a hiccup in the.
I was saying that obviously if it's vertical, then you've got different levels of stakeholders that you need to speak to. To make them understand the process so that they can integrate it fully into what they do, correct? They're not all just scientists then. They will be IT people, will be different people all in the different process.
Definitely. You see where the horizontal is more or less, when you talk about, from incoming goods all the way to, to the financial system and everything that's in between, there's a hell of a lot of organizations or departments are involved. Our focus is mainly, let's say, quality operations. And IT, definitely not the scientists. Yeah, it's quality operations.
Right. Okay.
From quality control to quality management, quality assurance, and IT. IT is always involved.
Sure. So how can companies integrate these applications into their existing strategies then?
It's a good question. It's a very long question to answer, and try to make it short and swift. But let me answer the question with a question. It's more or less what you already announced. Is doing digital being digital? That's the question. Yeah, that's the real question for these companies if they want to integrate it into their strategies. Yeah, do they integrate it into their strategies? Let's stay with the doing digital being digital. If you, we're not going to talk about digitization here and all of that. That item that is being discussed widely. Go Google and you find hundreds of things. Doing digital, being digital, there is a distinct difference between it. Yeah? First, we were all analog, meaning the all of the operations, they were not connected with each other. They were connected with, let's say, paper processes, and everything in detail was held on paper. Yeah? So when you talk about doing business, and you can translate it in various ways, but using it in this example, it's like, okay, I go out and automate parts of these processes, and I'm doing digital. So what I'm meaning with doing digital is I'm going to give operational help on what happened and why did it happen in one sense. So they're a little bit connected, but they're not really interconnected. Being digital, if you talk about being digital, that is where you really have, let's say, strategy, tactics, and operations all interconnected with each other. Or in other words, you're really, what is the best way? Is you're really using the capabilities of your digital application or of your application to automate your processes. You don't go the other way around. Yeah. So it's really being digital from the angle of I'm going to use the digital capabilities of that application. Yeah, that application comes with, and especially these type of business ready vertical applications that Novatech brings to market.
Right.
If you, let's say, doing digital, if you try to simulate doing digital for being digital, then I talk about a lipstick solution. It's like, okay, I have this horizontal application. Somebody wants to do something very specific with it that's not really meant for me. Put some lipstick on it from the outside. It looks good, to use that that comparison. Yeah, but it's not really, performing. It works. But we're not going to talk about the efficiency of it, the cost of it, and all of the maintenance that you need to do it. Or the other expression is used, I'm not trying to hammer a triangle into a square.
Right.
Yeah. And when you do being digital, full use of the application digital capabilities without compromising best business practices. Yeah. But this requires internal change, rethinking, yeah, instead of living with old paradigms and beliefs, yeah, blocking the road to true digitalization, call it that way.
Right, okay. So, looking over the last 12 months, obviously, the pandemic has had an impact on a lot of companies in terms of looking at their digital strategies and what they're doing going forward. So how do you see digital integration developing in the future?
Well, one thing is for sure, of course, these companies that have been optimizing, let's say, their digital capabilities, and I'm not talking about, you know, the verticals, the horizontals, but I'm talking now, of course, they had an advantage in COVID. They were in this period. Yeah, they were really ready, you know, to have people working from home and all of that stuff. But that's not really, you know, what I'm focusing about. How do I see digital integration develop in the future? It's not so about digital integration. It's more about organization and having the right skill set in the company. Yeah, people can talk about digitization and digitalization for hours, you know, for days, for weeks, you know. But at the end, if your organization, yeah, isn't ready for it and you don't have the right skills, you know, it doesn't bring you a lot further, because data is not unique or rare, to say it in a substitute exists, and by itself data is unlikely to be really valuable. So without, you know, organization and having the right skills, there's not a lot of value that you get out of data. So having the right skills, let me just use a simple example. Yeah, just try to understand the difference between data analysis and data science. Yeah, and I lifted that already a little bit, that the difference between it a couple of minutes ago. If you talk about data analysis, it's very much focused on operational. Yeah, so what happened and why? Yeah, data science is not so more on getting better analysis. No, it's really meant to be answering you these questions: what if, what next, and how. Right. But imagine people understand this, but if you do not have the organizational and the right skills, where do you bring, you know, these tasks to? Yeah, where do you get the skills in your company? So the major challenge faced by most companies is they lack the know-how required to apply the power of digital within existing organizational structures. Yeah, and To wrap this up, is that the road to true digitalization is really hampered by data availability, data quality, data governance. You know, asking people, you know, to share their data between departments, almost like, you know, asking them to share the toothbrush. You know, that's at least the reaction that we have out there. Yeah? And what about siloed business application and data structures? Yeah? So on top of that, I mean, There's a lot of work out there, and it doesn't have to do all to do with data, yeah, organizational and skills and understanding, you know, what it really means to you and what you want to do with it, the business perspective.
Brilliant, Mark. Well, I know this is all we've got time for. But if people want to know more, where can they get more information? And obviously, you've talked about the white paper already. So where can they see the white paper, and where else can they get more information?
The white paper will be published, and for sure it will be in the link underneath of the video where it is published. It's on our website, which is www.ntint.com. Yeah, so it will be the white paper, and of course the video as well. Yeah, that's for sure. But and the white paper is really built, let's say, in three chapters. Yeah, so digitization a bit. Then horizontal versus vertical, better explained, you know, more text and with some Q&A as well as there. And on the bottom, and the last chapter is really, you know, what are the real benefits? Also the monetary benefits. Yeah, so there are some ROI examples, et cetera, et cetera.
Brilliant. All right. Well, Mark, as always, it's a joy to see you. And hopefully we can catch up either at ILMAC or CPHI, or Pharma Lab, or a PDA event, or maybe one of those events, hopefully, which maybe will be live in the last quarter of this year, we'll see. And if not, hopefully we can catch up next year. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you for sharing your views about it. It's an interesting topic. It's obviously a huge topic, as you said, it is a very much a topic of the moment as companies now are looking towards the future and how they can sort of maximize this new world that we're living in. So thank you very much for that. Viewers, I hope you found that interesting. If you'd like to know more, as Mark quite rightly said, the link to the actual white paper is above the video, as will be the link to the Novatech website. You can also leave questions and comments for Mark below the video, and you can message him directly on LinkedIn because he's an active LinkedIn user as well. So there's lots of ways to find out more information, and it'd be great to get your views, whether you agree with Mark or disagree with Mark. You know, what do you think about his views on integration applications versus horizontal applications? So great to have your views. Mark, it's a joy as always. I'll catch up with you soon, my friend. It's lovely to see you again.
Great. Rizwan, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time. It was enjoyable. Too short, anyway.
And thank you, everyone, for watching. And as always, stay well and stay safe. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.